And now, it's Media One Radio Group's local public affairs radio program, Community Spotlight. We're asking the questions you want the answers to.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Community Spotlight on the six Media One Radio Group stations. I'm Terry Frank. A bombshell report on the governor. New equipment to help clean up Chautauqua Lake, a new executive assistant, and mapping out use of those more than $24 million in American Rescue Plan funding. All that this week with Chautauqua County Executive P.J. Wendell. And first off, P.J., welcome back to the program. A busy day.
It has been a busy day. Thank you very much for having me.
As we're recording this, the big news of the day, obviously, is the scathing report by two independent lawyers for State Attorney General Letitia James into sexual misconduct allegations against Governor Andrew Cuomo. Many on both sides of the political aisle are now full-throatedly saying he needs to resign. What do you say?
Well, I agree that the facts are there. I believe the information has been brought. This isn't anything new. If it were one person, two persons, was there a vendetta? Did somebody have an issue? When there's this many people that came out, the information, the investigation was corroborated. It's there. This governor, though, he feels he's above the law, and he's proven that in different instances. So, I, along with everybody, feel it's time to step aside and let the lieutenant governor step in and take over. Sadly enough, this is the second, really consecutive now governor that would be put in the situation. But again, I'm focused on what's happening here in the county. It's interesting, there's the Delta variant, there's other issues going on. So I have the utmost confidence and faith in our state leadership, George Borrello, Andy Goodell, and others, that they will get the right things done and make sure that justice is done.
While we're talking about the issues in the county, we see that the lake has been cleaned up and maintenance work is being done. We had a severe storm a couple of weeks ago that threw a lot of debris into the lake. There are a couple of new pieces of equipment to help both the Chautauqua Lake Association and the town of Chautauqua with shoreline cleanup. Talk about those.
Well, there's two pieces of equipment. The MobiTracks have been in operation now for the second season. They're like a tank on the water. There are big paddles that are underneath, and there's forks in the front. What they do, they get near the shoreline, they get in between docks, and those forks are able to lift and pick up the seaweed or the weeds that are there in the water. Very fortunate enough, I had an expert trainer before I took controls, and very unique operation. But it really pays to have that as compared to people on the shore, or, employees getting out, waiting out in the water, trying to get this. So those work in tandem with a new piece of equipment that just came in this year. They were purchased as skimmers. They look a lot like the current harvesters, only they don't have the cutting blade. They have two wings on the front with conveyors. And what you do is you go in and you're able to, they're narrower to get in between the dock spaces is how they were designed. And what they do is they just bring up the weeds that are on the surface. So again, skimming the water for some of that algae that gets connected. And again, they work really in tandem. The MobiTracks pick things up from near shoreline. They push it out to the skimmers. The skimmers then collect it into their containment system. It's like in the belly of the ship, if you will. And once they have a large load, then they take it back and offload it as the harvesters do.
This is a joint effort, as you mentioned, between the CLA and Town of Chautauqua. Are we seeing more in the way of joint operations, collaborations on the lake to try and maintain and keep some semblance of clean in the lake?
Oh, certainly. We've been working together now the last 2 years. The MOU that I was focused on, again, is that unity of effort, making sure that we're all working together for the same common goal. No one has ever disputed that the beautification of Chautauqua Lake is our first and foremost priority. How some people get to that end is different. CLA and CLP have been working together tremendously. They were using the grid data from the application of herbicides this year to make sure that the weeds weren't harvested or weren't contaminated as they were picking up. So, again, a lot of great work. The town of Chautauqua, Don Emhart, the supervisor, has done a great deal with the MobiTracks. Again, now CLA has the new pieces of equipment purchased by the county, the skimmers, through grant funding and so forth. So, yeah, great collaboration, and it continues. We really have turned the corner now. There is some concern. Obviously, you'll have disagreements. But at the end of the day, we all agree that the clean lake is really our end goal.
So there was a grant that was put in place for the new skimmers. Mm-hmm. What kind of price tag is on one of those?
That I'm not sure off the top of my head. I know they aren't cheap. I mean, it's not like several hundred thousand dollars, but the price just eludes me right now on the top of my head. But very economical, realistically, and that's why we did purchase them. So being out there with the driver, the captain of that vessel, Nick Galando, was talking to me. And really, after seeing how well they work, you know, the goal would be if we have the funding to have, you know, concentrate two in the North Basin, two in the South Basin. And again, we do have four MobiTracks, so, you know, using them in tandem. But we did find there's also some dredging equipment that can be purchased for the MobiTracks as well. Mm-hmm. So we could do some nearshore dredging, not, you know, bottom, you know, big material sucking.
Right, not the big operation. But,
we'll be able to get some of the muck and some of the, you know, the hard pack that's been there on different occasions. So we're working. We're always, you know, looking to expand the operation. And I think they're great tools and they've been really well utilized.
PJ, talk to us about your new executive assistant. Who is he and what kind of background has he got?
Well, James Feldman replaced Danny Heitzenreiter, and James comes to us from Tom Reed's campaign office and the congressman's office, as well as Senator Borrella's office. Really hit the ground running, you know, brings a great deal of experience, both on the campaign side, but also in the political arena. So, you know, he's a young, eager go-getter, and we're excited to have him as part of our team. And, you know, as you know, you come in during the middle of we're still in the middle of a nationwide, worldwide pandemic. So a lot of activity in the office, a lot of things happening and moving on, but he's really done well, picked up the ball and just really took over for Danny.
You're listening to Community Spotlight this week on the 6 Media One Radio Group stations. I'm Terry Frank, and Chautauqua County Executive P.J. Wendell is my guest. P.J., you recently released the county's general plan or master plan for using more than $24 million in American Rescue Plan funding. Talk about the five areas that you see as being funded and why.
Well, one of the areas we're looking at, again, the five, we're looking at workforce and business development. We're also looking at public health, public safety, and infrastructure is another one. Clean water is our fourth. And then finally, we talk about internal investment. Now, what it's meant is, you know, we're looking at things, capital projects that may have been put off or put in the on the back burner over the years that we now have funding for. For example, we hire out our crane work. And we do have, you know, certified crane operators, so it would be more cost effective for us to, you know, purchase a crane. It's something that would last 30 to 40 years, maybe longer, you know, utilizing those pieces of equipment. The sheriff has reached out with certain specific pieces of equipment that would be utilized in the jail. Again, capital projects that are going to be an investment. And I, you know, don't want to get into too much detail with those. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, one of the things I've looked at, too, is a long arm excavator. So as you know, there's concern with Barcelona Harbor. There's concern with DeWittville Creek, Bemis Creek, Silver Creek up in the mouth of Lake Erie floods. And we're usually waiting for assistance from other agencies to lend us or, you know, bring in their machines for us to use or for us to rent them. One instance was $4,500 a week to rent a piece of equipment. Wow. So, again, something that would be purchased by the county, utilized in a shared services agreement with all the towns and villages and municipalities, but at the same time, you know, be put to use as we see that. So those are the types of internal investments we're making. I know the historian Michelle Henry reached out to us about digitizing our documents. Other groups have reached out with small projects that they wanted to do, and that's what we're looking at when it comes to internal clean water. Obviously, making investments in Chautauqua Lake. Last year, when we asked for reductions in our budget, our 2% and 3% monies, 2% is going to the water, we're really hit hard. So we want to make an investment there. But we also want to make investments in the Jefferson Project, which is coming back to Chautauqua Lake, right, and you know, utilizing our funds for that. So I've said it from the beginning and continue to say that what I'm going to focus on are the things that will bring us the longest return. Initially, it was spend the money in 2 years. We got to move fast. And now, after meeting with representatives from the Treasury, the money has to be appropriated by 2024, spent by 2026. So we have pumped the brakes a little bit, looking at everybody's request and looking at our investment wisely. And that's how I feel it's an investment for the future of Chautauqua County.
Your opponent, Norm Green, in the upcoming election has been critical of the plan. He says Jamestown and Dunkirk need to be included in any plan the county comes up with. Is it a valid complaint? Does it hold no water?
Well, we've met with both mayors on two different occasions, and both mayors have stated they have their own plans and that the county, you know, we can move on with our plans and, you know, you don't need to include us. You know, we have our own projects and things we're working on. So that's not to say that we're not going to collaborate with the two cities if there's something comes up. But, right, you know, we spoke to both of them and that was a bipartisan. I had the leadership of the legislature, Pierre Chagnon, Chuck Nazaro, Jay Gould, and several others. And we met, you know, to determine what could we do to work together. And they both had said, we have our own projects, you know, keep us in mind, but we're okay. So again, you know, we do work together. The criticisms are going to always, you're going to have that. But we're going to show by our leadership and our examples and our accomplishments.
This past week, a resident at the Jamestown City Council work session, Doug Champ, I think you're probably familiar with him, brought up an interesting topic. We have not seen the Delta variant as of yet, really, in Chautauqua County. But he says we need to be prepared for it, and we need to designate some of this American Rescue Plan money for it. Is that something the county is doing? Is that even a valid argument?
We're already on top of it. Yeah, I appreciate Doug, and he sent me an email today laying out his plan, and I appreciate his efforts. But, you know, we've been doing this right along. My county team has been very diligent in their work. You know, we have our three physicians, Dr. Burke, Dr. Falk, and Dr. Walters. Christine Schuyler, our public health director, is also a member of NYSACHO, so there's a connection there. Throughout this pandemic, I was able to reach out and create a great relationship with Nancy Nielsen. If you ever anywhere in Buffalo, you always see Nancy on any of the news media, a great resource, does have connections here. Her daughter lives in Dunkirk. I believe Dr. Burke even delivered her first grandchild. So we do have some connection with Dr. Nielsen, and she brings a wealth of information and really excited whenever I can talk. And she's a super, super person. So another added person to our team. But yes, we're looking at this. You know, we haven't changed. We may have moved forward and started to, you know, open the doors to things, but our COVID team still meets. We still discuss. And, you know, we just, in fact, before I left the office today, we had a meeting with county executives. I'll be part of a statewide task force of county executives looking at thresholds. At what point do we, you know, kind of pull the trigger as far as engaging, whether it's restrictions or mandates, et cetera. I can tell you now, our team is looking and we are looking at the numbers. We are not Erie County. We are not Orange County. We're not Westchester. We will focus and make the decisions on what we see here. What we are seeing in the Delta variant, and many counties across the state spoke of this, I can say it here in Chautauqua County, our hospitalizations are very minimal. Last report yesterday, we had one. Several other counties have seen the cases go up, the number of positive cases, but hospitalizations go down. And we can't lose focus on what we talked about from the very beginning. Why were we doing things like wearing masks? Why were we bringing out the mandates and shutting things down? To prevent the spread and to stop and make sure our hospitals weren't overburdened. We meet with our hospitals twice a month. We're going to meet with them again this Friday, have discussions as to what are they seeing, how are they prepared. So I appreciate Doug, what Doug is saying, but we do already have money put in, and we've already done an inventory, spoke with Noel Gutman, what purchases do we need to make. But, you know, some of those things, they do have an expiration date. You know, you don't want to load up with, you know, 50,000 gloves that after a year, you know, might start to dry rot and we won't have any use. So our team is working just the same on day 400 or whatever it may be as it was on day, you know, one and day 100. So I appreciate the effort, but we have things under control and we're always watching.
PJ, in the few moments we got left, how can people contact you, and are you still doing the Monday memo?
The Monday memo still comes out. You know, when I first took office, you know, we were getting on it, and it was the Monday morning memo, and as COVID hit, it became later and later. So we do apologize. The goal is to get that out before noon, but, you know, depending on different events that happen, and as you know, putting pieces together from what may have happened over the weekend, getting all of our stories together in a format to get out. So on Mondays, we will have that memo coming out, and it really is a great way to get the information out. Best way to get a hold of me is call the office, 753-4211. You know, the most effective way is reaching out to the office. My email is WendellP, W-E-N-D-E-L-P, at chqgov.com.
Chautauqua County Executive P.J. Wendell. We appreciate the time as always. Good to see you.
Thank you, Terry. Nice to see you.
That's been Community Spotlight for this week. I'm Terry Frank. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk with you again next week at the same time.